Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Seven.
The team is together on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. We are trying to figure out what's happened with this train. All right. So I'm hoping I'm not going to put everybody to sleep with this. Molly's in.
That's a wonderful introduction. Let's hear it.
Okay. I've got some technology news. When it comes to the train, there are. I've told a story about the pedal, the dead man's pedal, that all train locomotives have. But they also have governors. Are you all familiar with the concept of having a governor?
A governor is something that goes on the throttle to keep it from going over a certain speed.
That's very good, Richie. Thank you. And most trucks have them on the highway now. You can put them on your car. If for example, you have a 16, 17-year-old who's driving for the first time, and you think that they ought to have use of your car, but you don't want them driving over a certain speed, you can buy a governor and apply it to the computer mechanism in the car.
And we used to have them on our mini bikes and go-karts when we were kids.
I had them. You can have them on tractors. You can put them anywhere. It's just as it's a limiting device, a restrictor, if you will. So there's this whole thing that my pal Donald did in bed when he heard me earlier talking about this. He has a background in this sort of thing. So he sent me the information on the microcontroller. It's the governor, a new state-of-the-art governor that controls diesel engines on locomotives. And you can put these things on, and with the use of this unit, it's mounted in the cab, and it is actuated by either someone in the cab or by someone outside the cab. In other words, we're back to this discussion of GPS and controls from outside the cab. And I guess I'm wondering that in this circumstance, I wonder why it is that we need to, in essence, babysit these people that we've hired or get hired to do these kind of jobs. Why is it necessary to have more controls on this equipment? That's what you hire the engineers for. If you don't want an engineer, or you want to run the train from outside the train, then why hire an engineer? Make the trains like the cars that are self-driving and the trucks that are self-driving and the soon-to-be planes that fly themselves. Just let the train be controlled by somebody in the main office in Washington.
Or maybe the people who control the drones.
I don't know, but I mean, I'm listening.
What are they there to do?
Where is the personal responsibility? This guy's got a job to do. Why isn't he doing it?
The train's on the track. All it does is follow the track.
That's all. All he's got to do is have, he's got a throttle and a brake. Right. That's what he's got.
You know what I wondered when I heard this is, is there only one person in charge of any train?
Yes.
It's not like there's a co-pilot.
Nope.
Another guy to go.
It used to be.
Hey, dude, you're doing 106 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And Dead Man's Curve is right up ahead. Maybe
okay,
you
but you know why
down.
That is, Richie?
Why?
Because the unions feather-bedded so badly that they had all these jobs on the, you know, that's why the government had to take over, because the unions ruined the passenger train system that we had by having so many requirements for so many personnel that were unnecessary.
The other thing, question that came about is, you know, we know that Japan, we know that Europe, uh-huh, we know that China, they are all government subsidized train systems.
Yep, and they're much better than ours.
Is there the European train? I've never done Japan, but the European train system is great.
Superb.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I mean, it's more compact. We are more spread out than them, which is why the train really only works and is profitable on the East Coast and not around the rest of the country. But, I mean, saying that, that we are spread out and around the rest of the country, we do provide train service. Does this need to be a government-subsidized entity? I mean, we're all for free market, and, you know, you and I are. But, you know, will this just not work? And is there not enough money to really...
It's like going to the supermarket. People don't want to pay what it costs to do it. But the other side of the coin is, Richie, that it costs more to do it because of government involvement and interference in how it's operated. So even if the government didn't run it, but they passed all these laws like they're doing for every other business, like look what they're doing to agriculture. And the ability that the American farmer has to produce or not produce based on stupid legislation that comes from people that don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Or why not close the train systems where they just don't make money because there's not that much use?
Yeah.
And put all
the it's the same as why do we have the Metro West Transit Authority was established in the Metro Western suburbs of Boston to run buses around to places where nobody needs or wants to ride a bus. But why? But some
because
politician came up with it.
People in some city that we have to serve.
Yeah, right. So that's the thinking. Everybody's got to be treated fairly. So if they don't have a car, then we got to give them transportation because they need help to get to work. Why is that my? Why do I have to pay for you to get to work? Who's helping me get to work? I've got to commute from my bedroom to my studio. It's a lot of work to get from my bedroom. I need help. Get the government in on that, Richie, will you?
I'm looking at train maps of train routes.
Yeah.
Around the United States.
A lot of them.
There's
not as many as there used to be. That's for sure. But they're kind of cool to ride the rails.
It seems like everything comes out of Washington, New York, and Chicago.
Yep. And Los Angeles. Goes
not there. A ton in Los Angeles.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment with his weekly overview of important medical information. That's next here on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us here on the Good Day program, brought to you by the folks that make Super Beats. We'll talk about that in a few moments. There's a study out, a large study, that touts the benefit of vitamin B3, Ken, in lowering the risk of most common types of skin cancer. Are you buying that?
Actually, it's not a large study. It's only 386 people. They only studied them for 1 year, and they found that it suggests that there may be a lowering of a risk of skin cancer, and they excluded melanoma from the list. And the authors themselves in the original report of this study that was published in the medical journal state that this is not adequate information to recommend taking vitamin B3 to lower your risk. And unfortunately, the media left this out.
Now, let's see. This is another perfect example of the news media taking something and running with it irresponsibly. You say you've done the research. You've read the paper. The news media is saying this is a large study. You say, no, it's not a large study. So here we, but once again, this is a big, we tout, oh, this is great. Everybody should get on vitamin B3 because you won't get skin cancer. And it's bogus. So
exactly.
There's the information. Yeah.
And niacin, B3 in significant amounts can actually do your liver some harm, and you should always talk to a doctor about taking pharmacologic levels of the B vitamins.
Exercise during pregnancy does what?
This is so important. This is out of obstetrics and gynecology. Doug, healthy activity reduces the risk of having a large baby and the need for a cesarean section without changing the risk of having a small baby or an earlier baby. So women, if you're pregnant, talk to your doctor before you start, but you can. You know, when I was in medical school decades ago, we didn't have women exercising. I would have failed if I had recommended that, but this is okay. 30 minutes a day, 5 to 7 days a week, it's good for you.
All right, I'm guessing I'm not going to have a heart attack because the strength of my handshake is something that puts people off because I squeeze so hard, people say, oh my God, why are you squeezing my hand so hard?
Mine's still aching from a year ago. Lancet Medical Journal, the strength of a person's hand grip, Doug, can predict the risk of heart attacks and strokes and is a stronger predictor of death than checking the systolic blood pressure. That's the top number of your readings. A grip test can be a simple, low-cost way to predict the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
So let's do this attention span. Americans now have the attention span of a goldfish?
Less than a goldfish. Our ability to multitask is drastically... our ability, Doug, to multitask has drastically improved in the information age, but unfortunately, attention spans have fallen. In 2000, the year 2000, the average attention span was 12 seconds, but this has now fallen to just 8 seconds. The goldfish is believed to be able to maintain a solid 9-second attention span. This is a report from Microsoft out yesterday.
There you go, Richie. All right.
There you go.
Dr. Ken and Super Beats. What's the story? Why should we be on Super Beats?
Doug, this is my favorite new product. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain a normal blood pressure and normal heart rate, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in our bodies. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. SuperBeets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide, to help your circulation stay healthy. SuperBeets, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
800-655-4183 for SuperBeats. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. Call 800-655-4183 right now and order. You'll get free shipping mentioning Dr. Ken's name. 800-655-4183. SuperBeats. Get that blood to all of the important areas of your body, as he suggests. 800-655-4183 or SuperBeats.
For virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
He's the Doug Steffen Rappers. Kenny and Molly and Richie and I are doing rap. How are we doing? You like it?
Word. Yo, yo, yo. What up, homie?
All right, so yesterday we were talking about this Pew Research. I think Richie actually gave us the nuts and bolts of the story. Number of Americans who are not affiliated with a church. And so now Bill O'Reilly has taken this information and added his spin from the no spin zone. He says the problem with Americans going to church lies in rap music.
Uh-oh.
O'Reilly says, quote, there's no question that people of faith are being marginalized by secular media and pernicious entertainment. The rap industry often glorifies depraved behavior and sinks into the minds of young people in a way that overtakes their interest in going to church. It rejects religion, this sort of stuff. Now, I got no use for rap music for the most part myself anyway.
I said the same thing about Elvis.
Right, exactly, yeah. No, that's true.
It was the devil's comic book.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Elvis the Pelvis. Right.
Yep. O'Reilly sounds foolish. Most of the time I enjoy him and like what he has to say. This is foolish. But I'm not who he's speaking to. I'm not his core. He says the casualty here is young people who listen to rap music. They hear descriptions of depraved behavior. It sinks into their minds. They then reject religion. If their minds are that weak to begin with, then that shines a light on the home environment and the school environment. And I don't disagree that what he's saying, the rap music
does
affect.
Objectify music.
Yeah.
Objectify women.
Yes, absolutely.
And some of it. Violence.
Right.
And,
yeah. But so does it keep people from going
Congress.
To church?
Hello.
So, yeah. Members of
so do some pedophile priests.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Next in the music department, let's change the tone here just a little bit. Or quite a bit, if you will. This date, 1971, May 14th, 1971, the Honeycomb got a gold record for this song. Put it in the want ads. Richie, crank this puppy up, will you, please? Three ladies from the City of Angels got together in 1969. They had 2 million sellers, one ad and another song called Stick Up. Remember that one, Kenny? Do you know that song?
I remember that one, Highway Robbery.
Yep, exactly. It was as foolish as this song. It was absolutely silly.
It's got a great beat.
No, it's got a good beat, but it's a silly song. But Stick Up was even sillier. Richie's trying to find it now. Anyway, they had four songs that were in the top ten, and
they'll have it.
This is I sound like Casey Kasem now, but it was kind of a.
You got a beat you can dance to. It. What's not to like?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But and so, how many people paid attention to the lyrics? And it sort of goes back to what we were just talking about with regard to the problems of rap music. You know, is that really, is it a problem? Does anybody really listen? Somebody must, because there's a lot of hooting and hollering about the lyric line, but I'm not sure everybody really does listen to it. All right, Aerosmith's Steven Tyler in the news today, according to the story that we have at DougStephan.com. By the way, the Bill O'Reilly story is at DougStephan.com. as well. Steven Tyler has gone country, and here to prove it, his new country tune. What's this called, Kenny?
You know, I don't remember.
Love
is your name or something like
yeah.
that.
Is it? Okay. Love is your name. Right. Yeah. He performed it on American Idol. Right?
He was one of the judges on American Idol.
Yeah, right. He did, but
he debuted this last night.
Oh,
yeah, this
okay.
was on the show last night.
I can't believe I missed that.
Oh my God. So, if you're an Aerosmith fan, what does this do for you? I'm thinking not too much.
No, it's cool. It's nice to see something different.
It's good.
From him.
It's good. Tyler didn't write the song. Credit goes to Eric Paisley. All right.
This is the Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dread of copay. In the news, American Medicine is again accused of overkill, as in overtesting, despite the radiation risk. CTs for every belly pain. Overdiagnosing. This is not misdiagnosis. This is picking up problems that will never harm you, but guess what? Treating them will. Overtreatment. How about back surgery for simple degenerative disc disease? And the solution? Having a good primary care doctor who sees the whole you. In countries that empower primary care doctors, that places them at the center of your care, have better medical outcomes, better patient satisfaction, and it doesn't bankrupt you. Finally, where do you find such a primary care doctor here in America? Accountable care organizations, ACOs. Here your doc is rewarded for seeing the whole you and treating the whole you. This is the Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me at my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason.
Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 1-pound bag of Starbucks coffee for just $9.99.
Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 5/16.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden,
yeah,
Molly Page,
there she is,
Ken Kessler,
he's over there,
here,
Dr. Joy Brown,
oh, coming up,
joins us in a few minutes here on the Good Day program with our weekly lesson in consciousness. Meanwhile, speaking of consciousness, I'm not sure who was out to lunch on this deal, but I am interested to know more. So Molly, bring us up to date on this story from Georgia, where the Army veteran was arrested for saving a dog.
Yes, this happened on Saturday, and he smashed the glass of a Mustang convertible to rescue a trapped dog inside a very hot car. His name is Michael Hammonds, and he said he couldn't just stand by while the Yorkshire Terrier was in distress. It was at a strip mall, and he says he has PTSD, and he says that he's been through enough death and destruction having served in Desert Storm. He said, I didn't want anything else to happen if I could prevent it. Well, apparently no good deed goes unpunished because he's now facing some jail time. He saw a group of onlookers.
Yeah.
Apparently the dog was panting inside the car. This is according to witnesses.
Oh, and there's a picture of him, too. Little Yorkie.
Grabbed the footrest of his wife's wheelchair and broke the window to get the dog out. Some people calling him a hero. Other people are not happy. One who's not happy is the owner of the car and the dog. She came out and called police, and she's pressing charges.
Well, yeah, there's two sides to this, and there always are a couple of sides to it. Charlotte died in a hot car. I've told the story, I think, on the air about how she died and when she died. And under the circumstances, it was something that, not like this, it couldn't have been controlled. But the circumstances where these things take place, the the leaving of a car and leaving a child in the car or a dog in the car or whatever.
Anything in the car.
Yeah, I mean, you don't do it unless there's something. If the car, if you can have it running or the windows are open or the air conditioning is on, that's one thing. But if you just leave it like that. There was a story the other day of another of a man who left a kid in a car while he was gone away to work or some other thing.
He completely
mindless.
Forgot.
He forgot he had his kid in the car.
And he got on the train.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he remembered and he called police because he had another kid and he dropped the first kid off at daycare and he was supposed to drop the other kid off, but she was in her her little safety seat in the back and fell asleep and he just started thinking about work and forgot and got on the train and called police and the kid was okay. They got back in time, but anybody can be absent-minded.
The guy was frantic when he was on the train and couldn't get back.
You would be if you're a responsible parent. I mean, those things happen. Yeah. So should this fellow go to jail for a year or pay a fine if he's convicted? This woman is determined to have this fellow prosecuted.
And here's some things to consider, though. It's not like it was 65, 70 degrees and she had the windows cracked. The windows were rolled up and the weather was about 86 degrees in that area.
Wow.
It can get up to 114 degrees inside a car left in the sun for 30 minutes at 86 outside.
Yeah.
So
it gets to 100 and my car was 108.
He should have beat her with the wheelchair.
There you go.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Speaking of dogs and pets, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from YouTuber Dave M. He picked up a rescue puppy named Pegasus a short while back. Even though he was told the puppy would probably not live very long, he decided that he would make a video of the puppy to make the most of the time they had together. So our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a time-lapse production continuing Dave's story of Pegasus, starting with a puppy learning to walk on a treadmill. It is a very sweet...
It is so cute.
And just one of those, not a tearjerker, but it's a sweet way for you to spend a couple of minutes. So check our video of the day. As a matter of fact, our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you to tell us what kind of pets you have. A, at least one dog. B, at least one cat. C, fish. D, reptiles. E, other. F, two or more of the above. G, I don't have any pets.
What about cows? Would they go in the other for you?
The cows would be in the other for me. Not really. Well, I did have cows that were my pets. I had some of them. Peaches was my pet.
Oh.
And it's interesting to see how Peaches and Charlotte used to get along.
Did they get along?
Well, they would taunt each other. They would tease each other. It was really sort of an interesting... It was a very interesting relationship to see how the two of them sort of played with each other, if you will. They did. They played a lot with each other. All right, let's get into the food news department. Richie, you ready?
Absolutely. I'm always ready to talk about food.
This is a new burger from Carl's. Carl's Jr. This is a combo meal, perhaps. You might want to think of it that way. With the entire combo smashed in between the buns. The Carl's Burger has 1/3 pound of beef. It's got a grilled hot dog in it. It has cheese in it and a layer of kettle-cooked potato chips.
And, of course, a hot girl eating it.
Carl's Jr.
That is so funny when they do that.
That's all.
Women cannot look like that and eat that.
They will start selling
men
these.
Don't care. You're right.
Next week, calling it the most American thick burger. You can buy it by itself for $5.79 at Carl's Jr. and Hardee's locations, or you can pay $8.29 for the combo. One of their priciest items on the menu.
Why do you need the combo? It is the
it
combo.
It is the combo, right. Like two sandwiches in one, so they say. So, mashups everywhere. I'm surprised somebody hasn't come up with this already. This could be something that if you haven't gotten a bad heart yet, this will get you there.
The Memorial Day picnic all in one.
There you go. Domino's is changing the way you order your pizza. You can get it by simply tweeting. Starting next week, Domino's will roll out a tweet-to-order system that lets U.S. customers tweet for a pizza. Domino's will become the first major pizza company to use Twitter on an ongoing basis. Place and complete your order. Even wackier than that, Domino's frequent customers will be able to order by tweeting only the pizza, there's an emoticon, isn't there, for a pizza? You just go to Domino's, at Domino's, that's what you do.
Because it's too much work now to pick up the phone and call them?
Yeah, apparently, right. The epitome, they say, it's the epitome of convenience. We've got it down to a 5-second exchange.
We don't want to work off any calories in the process of ordering our next pizza.
Can you imagine if this goes across the entire restaurant delivery industry? Subway can be delivered to your house after you tweet to them. Who else? Whoever does this sort of thing. Will this put the local pizza shop at a disadvantage? Is that why they're doing this? Because they can maybe have their pizzas are lousy. So is this a way of getting a pizza? If you're really in need of a pizza, then you order this way. 500 million tweets are sent every day. More than 300 billion have been sent since Twitter was founded in 2006. They have 302 million monthly active users. Twitter at Good Day. We got any comments about this at Good Day?
Not yet.
No. What do you think? Good idea or not? Who thinks this is a good idea?
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, why not? You know what's a better idea?
What?
Taco Bell is about to start selling beer.
Really?
Yeah.
So it'll make the food taste better?
There's a Chicago Taco Bell that's set to open on Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they have applied for a liquor license.
Great.
And apparently Taco Bell is looking to compete with Chipotle, which I don't see how that can happen because it's two totally different ends of the spectrum when it comes to quality of food there.
Yeah.
But it looks like Taco Bell is trying to open up more upscale restaurants, and then they think that being able to have a cold beer with your tacos, which is a great idea, will help them do that. So let's see if they're trying to get into the Chipotle business or not.
All right, how many late-night comedians have you heard make fun of McDonald's for developing the new breakfast bowl with kale in it?
McDonald's is in serious trouble. Every single month, they're taking like a 2% hit in total business runs. So they are scrambling.
Well, they're trying to shake their junk food image.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And whether that's helping them, they also are trying to experiment along the same lines as the discussion of Domino's. McDonald's is testing delivery of their... that's exasperating. Who would order out a McDonald's burger and fries? Pick up the phone and call a McDonald's and ask him to deliver a hamburger to you?
Yes.
Would?
Not me, but people that are fat and lazy that don't want to get up and go to the McDonald's.
You know, you're just saying the trouble that McDonald's is in. Wendy's in the same problem. They're selling 640 restaurants.
Yeah, McDonald's is selling off a lot of restaurants, too. But back to, instead of corporate-owned, they're trying to sell them back to the franchise
owners.
And they're also skinning down their menu. I say that, making the menu have less items.
Yeah. Right.
And immediately, they're going to make the drive-thru have less items because it's too much, too confusing, and they're losing customers there.
Americans last month spent more money in restaurants than they did buying groceries in the store for the first time ever.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
It is?
For the economy, she said.
Yeah. For the economy that people are going out.
I want to talk to Joy about that. What is their... Joy Brown's going to join us in a moment. I want to talk to her about how people make choices. What sort of... what goes on in our brain when we make food choices? Taste and all of that other stuff. There's a part of our brain that is devoted to food. And I want to find out how that works. So Dr. Joy Brown joins us in a moment for that conversation here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program. Or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines. and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. A quinceañera celebration is the most important day in a young Latina's life. However, planning a quinceañera can be costly, with many celebrations today costing as much as a wedding. So is it possible to give your daughter a quinceañera she will remember for the rest of her life, but still fit within your budget? Celebrating a quinceañera or serving on a quinceañera court should be fun and affordable. And a store like JCPenney has you covered. JCPenney has everything you need all under one roof. From hair and makeup services to formal attire and jewelry. With a vast selection of cocktail dresses, suits, ties, and fashion accessories from top brands, along with hair and makeup services, JCPenney makes it easy for the birthday girl and her court to shop for all their quinceañera essentials. Additionally, JCPenney offers a variety of personalized and quinceañera-themed rings, necklaces, pendants, and charms that will make the birthday girl feel special without breaking your budget. Visit jcpenney.com to view JCPenney's full assortment.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKUs 689508 and 689504 and stock 23 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
One of my favorite broadcasters is Dr. Joy Brown, who has been delivering quality radio for years. Her program is on from noon to 3. You can find her by going to drjoy.com, or you can send her a question. You got a question about something in your life that you need advice on, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Call, leave the question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and she will answer it on her program as she broadcasts every day. Okay, so you posted, before I get to your post, I just kind of wanted to dig into your mind about people and their choices for food. I was talking a minute ago about Americans spending more money in restaurants than in grocery stores. What is there about food? What's the action in the brain that has us make choices about food?
Hunger.
But there are different choices we can make.
It turns out. It turns out actually that men and women have slightly different taste buds in their tongue, which is probably one of the reasons that women love chocolate and men like chocolate, but often not so much. Men tend to like salty quite often. So we actually are born with slightly different mechanisms for appreciating taste. Number one. And number two, I think part of it is our environment. I was talking with somebody yesterday about mac and cheese, which, as you know, is kind of the new it food.
Right.
And they said it makes them think about their childhood. So the first thing is that we are actually born with taste buds that respond slightly differently. The second is our environment sort of associates different things with pleasure and with pain, I suppose. One is just custom, that we grew up eating or drinking certain foods, and we either like them or don't like them, and our environment certainly influences that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I suppose, you know, I was kind of alluding to a little bit when I was talking about mac and cheese, is that social convention as we get older says this is good for you, not good for you, or this is a hip food, or this is peasant food, or whatever. So there are a whole bunch of socially determined as opposed to physiologically determined reasons that we choose one food over another.
All right. Okay.
For example, now you might choose lean beef over pork because you've been told that one is better for your heart. Now the pork people are going to come after me. Mm-hmm. Than another. So there, it's an enormously complicated thing, including biology, biochemistry, and just sociology.
All right. You posted something, and we then reposted it in our Better Living box at DougStephan.com about racism and the use of monitors before the World Cup. What is that? What what are we talking about here?
Oh, well, I'm so glad you're looking at my Facebook.
Ah,
thank you.
All right, 30 seconds.
Well, All right, 30 seconds. If it turns out that the World Cup has decided that it's not going to, Russia in particular, or at the games in Russia, because Russia is one of the major causes of the problem of racism toward players. And so what they're going to have is the monitor, it's the old-fashioned kind of monitor. It's like the hall monitor. It's human beings. And they're going to report it in huge fines.
Really?
They're saying they're not going to tolerate it. Yeah, not going to tolerate it.
Huh. All right. So there's some info. Check it out. Better Living Box at DougStephan.com or Dr. Joy's website, drjoy.com. Joy Brown with us here on Good Day.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now tell me, future boy, who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor? Then who's vice president? Jerry Lewis.
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Jerry Lewis in the news from Back to the Future, the power of love, Richie. Crank it up. Director of the movie was Robert Zemeckis. He was having his birthday earlier on today, 63. You got another clip from that movie?
Absolutely.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious
What a great franchise.
Yes.
Great, not good, great franchise, Back to the Future. And I think there was some talk about bringing another one back, if I remember correctly. They're always trying to bring stuff back again.
They absolutely should.
How does it come across, though, even if you can get, what's his face in it? You can't, Michael J. Fox isn't going to do it.
He'd do it in a heartbeat, I think.
You think he would?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
That guy's working and looking for work. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right.
right.
So there's that story. As we get into movie moments, we have movie music. Chucker is not with us today, so will all of us bring a different piece of the pie to your presence in terms of movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Nearly 124,000 people in the U.S. are currently waiting for an organ transplant. With 150 people being added to the nation's organ transplant waiting list each day, the demand for organ donors has never been greater. Dr. Brooks Edwards is the director of the William J. von Liebig Center for Transplantation and Clinical Regeneration at Mayo Clinic.
A living donor can save a life by donating a portion of their liver or one kidney. Deceased donors can donate multiple organs and tissues, saving or enhancing up to 60 lives. Tissue and cornea donation can restore mobility and sight and provide healing to burn victims, among other benefits.
Mayo Clinic recently surveyed consumers about organ donation and transplantation in the hopes of gaining insights into consumers' perceptions and to build awareness, understanding, and support for organ donation. For results from their survey and what you can do to become an organ and tissue donor, please visit mayoclinic.org. This is Larry Stevens.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a quarter million guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flametop Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of the Dario Electric Guitar Strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Hi, movie news. The movies that can, C-A-N-N-E-S, not the other can. Festival directors have said to those who are participating or who have come, this festival kicked off yesterday, with the director saying, do not dare bring a selfie stick to the event.
No.
Yeah. This is one of those things. There are people running around
really fighting against these selfies.
Yes,
aren't they?
Yeah, they don't want. It's a black tie affair. They don't want these people. Apparently, there's a lot of attention on Natalie Portman because she makes her directorial debut. Emily Blunt stars in a new FBI drama. Oscar winners Matthew McConaughey and Cate Blanchett have films competing for the top prize at the festival. And all of the would-be hoo-has are there trying to get their pictures taken with the stars. And so the director said, nope, nope, and nope. You have a selfie stick or you're going to try to take pictures with these people, forget it. This is not that kind of affair. Highbrow affair.
Hmm.
All right. Who's got the next bit of movie news? Kenny?
I'll go. You want some tech news?
Yes, Richie, please.
All right. So about 15 years ago, I stopped buying DVDs because I said everything's going to go out to the Internet.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like I was wrong because then Blu-ray came out. Guess what's coming out now?
What?
Ultra Blu-ray.
Really?
It's going to have whiter whites and blacker blacks, and they say it'll also
like a
support
commercial for
high
power
dynamic. Switch. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, whiter teeth and fresh breath.
That's exactly right. So they say this thing should launch sometime later this year, and they think that actual media, physical media, will be around for years to come.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good news, isn't it?
You watch these ultra HD TVs. I think that my picture on my TV can't get any better.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable looking at these pictures. It's like you can reach in and grab it.
Isn't it amazing, huh? Technology. Well, Molly, you're off the hook. Kenny, you're off the hook because it's 59 past the hour.
Oh, mine was great.
Oh, well, save it for tomorrow. 59.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.